What's going on, everybody? It's Patrick, Zach, and Karma. We're the products of public school, and it's time for a shorty.
Woo!
All right, so for this shorty, we're going to go through 25 clever uses for coffee filters that have nothing to do with coffee.
Nothing.
So,
and they're clever.
Clever. What do you think clever means, or what does it mean to you?
I would say it's... Oh my gosh. Something that is
witty,
innovative.
Witty, yeah. Or innovative. Yeah.
Something that you say, oh my gosh, I had no idea you could use it for that.
Zach, do you have the actual definition for clever?
Clever is a quick to understand, learn, and decisive or applying ideas, intelligent.
So an intelligent way.
Like,
that makes sense.
Changing the use of it.
That makes sense. Okay, so.
Webster's Dictionary.
Do you guys have any intelligent ways to use coffee filters that have nothing to do with coffee?
I have an unintelligent thing to do with it, and that's a lot of people like huff gas or cleaners or keyboard duster.
Oh my.
They put a coffee filter over their face and then they spray it on top of it.
That is
not a very clever way to do anything with that.
Remember that one podcast when you were talking about how they use the bread as a filter? Is this the one-up way of using the bread, or is this different?
It's like keyboard duster or stuff you don't want to spray directly into your lungs. You use a... don't ever do this, by the way, people, but that's what people use to huff stuff.
Because a coffee filter is cheaper than a mask?
I guess. Well, they could just use masks now, I guess.
Well, yeah, you can go to the trash, find 80 of them.
So that wouldn't be a clever use, because that's not an intelligent way to use one.
Zach, you have any clever ways to use a coffee filter?
A water filter. Out like in the woods or something.
Oh, yeah, you could filter out things.
In the woods.
Out in the woods.
I have used it as a cheesecloth to make cheese, but it doesn't work nearly as good as a cheesecloth. The holes aren't big enough.
All right, so what are some of these things? I'm going to get the warm buzzer, or the wrong buzzer.
Toaster.
All right, Pat, can you please warm that up for us?
I'll do it right now. It's real close. Yep.
Come on, baby.
I primed it. Woo! I primed it. It sounds beautiful. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, that is prime, my friend.
It's ready to go. It's idling very, very quietly.
All right. So first, you can use it as a coffee filter, but without the coffee. Did you know?
So you're running water through it?
Yes. Oh. You can use it to run your water, and then you have an actual water for a tea or whatever you want.
That's not clever. That's actually a use for it.
Yeah, that's literally.
That's legitimately a use for it.
In my Keurig, I can just run water, and I don't need to use a filter to also do that. So I don't understand why
you heat up your water in a teapot,
in the microwave. Yeah, I don't understand what the purpose of that is. Next up, Pat, you got this one?
You can dry glassware.
So you use it as a rag?
Basically, it soaks up the water.
It's not a... I guess it might be clever. It's
not
what you're
that
even thinking.
Absorbent,
what
though.
It does is you use it to clean wine glasses and such like that. It gets the scuffs and the smudges off better. Kind of like when you use newspaper on a window with stuff to clean.
That's why
you would use it if you didn't have a cloth.
Yeah, it says it doesn't leave any lint or smears behind.
Oh, see,
so
exactly.
So I guess, do we want to give this a clever use? Or
it's not clever.
never, ever want to give RD a win for anything.
We do. We give it its credit when it's due.
We have absolutely a couple times. All right, Zach.
Control odor.
So if something stinks, you can make it, you would over your face, right?
No, you can put a few teaspoons of baking soda and a coffee filter. That's all you need. You just put the baking soda directly in the coffee filter. You twist up the top. You use a rubber band. Now you have a portable odor remover, a little portable odor remover. You just put that in your shoes, put it in your drawers, put it in your pants.
I mean, that's clever. Does it work?
I'm
only questioning it because it's RD.
That's the same thing as putting like a box of
baking soda. Oh, yeah, in your fridge.
So that it's kind of clever.
I mean, but that would kind of weird me out if I go home and the husband has a little...
bags of baking powder everywhere. You think he's got a cocaine problem.
And I'm like, why is this in your pants?
Right, why is this in the crotch of your pants?
It's
cocaine. Apparently, I crotched it and I left it here.
Oh, let's snort it. No.
It's just baking soda, I swear.
No, don't touch it. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I mean, where
it's not clever. Like,
this
says, it is kind of, though.
This says put it in your shoes or in your fridge. I've just heard of people just putting the baking soda directly in the shoes.
That part's not clever.
And the fridge, you can just put the thing directly in there. So how is this really eliminating that? I'm not sure.
It's
or not clever. Give them a half point. I don't know.
Do we have a half buzzer?
Oh, you got to look for a half slide buzzer. Whistle. Go in your shed and you try to find a half buzzer for
like
next time.
Or a slide whistle going down.
That wouldn't be bad. Makeshift dryer sheets. If you run out of your favorite dryer sheets, some essential oil drops on top of a coffee filter will do the same thing.
Somehow I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I think a dryer sheet is...
It's made out of different material.
Yeah.
And it's got fabric softener in it, too.
Is the only goal just to make your clothes smell nice?
Because
is
it's that missing all the fabric softener.
Because you're putting your essential oil into it. So is that your only goal, is just to make your clothes smell like lavender?
Yes. Or patchouli.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Oh, I can't stand the smell of patchouli.
I don't know who can, so...
Oh, you don't like it either?
No.
My buddy smokes, like, these weird-ass cigarettes that smell like it,
cloves,
and I can't... Yes, that's... Yeah. Yes. All right, Zach.
Dejarum.
Tell us what this one is.
Clean satin steel.
Stainless.
Stainless steel.
Products of public school.
It's all about the products of public school. Can't read.
So, because coffee filters won't leave any lint or residue, you can also use them to shine up your stainless steel.
That's the same thing as, like, buffing out the glass.
Yeah, exact same thing.
Uh-oh. Same.
Dust off your electronic screens.
Because these won't leave any lint or residue, you can use them to clean up your
phones.
Pile
a bunch of them to make them in the shape of a fan, and then you just go at your keyboard.
Like, can I, honest to God, tell you guys, I just take my hand and just wipe the dust off. Is that really bad? Like, that's what I do. I don't have any spray. I don't have a fancy cleaning cloth. I just use my hand. And if there's like a smudge, I just rub it a bunch of times till it comes
I've
out.
I've done that many times.
Maybe this is a Michigan thing. I don't know. I'm not sure. But we're
dusting
not.
Off your electronic screens.
Yeah.
Clean your glasses.
Do you know why you should use this to clean your glasses?
Because it doesn't leave any scratches, no dust, or lint?
Yes! Oh, my God! I gotta give you a bell. How did you...
I don't know. It's not like the last three things were the exact same thing.
But wait, this is actually something I didn't know. Good quality coffee filters are made from 100% virgin paper.
Oh, virgin paper.
Never been fucked by anyone. All right, then we have... Cover food in the microwave.
With your coffee filter? Why?
Because it prevents splatter.
Don't you have one of those little plastic, in case you don't have one of those things in
microwave? I don't have a paper towel.
I just use Saran wrap.
If you're out of paper towel,
paper towel is more earth-friendly.
That's not creative. It's not ingenious.
Do most people genuinely cover things? Because I clean sometimes. Out my microwave like once a month. Right. So, I don't know.
Covering your food?
All right, Pat, here you go.
Filter cork crumbs from wine. I've done this, and yes, it works.
Oh, did you not be able to get the wine cork out and use the drill?
Well, when you're using the corkscrew or whatever, if it goes down too deep, or if you can't pull the cork out, or it snaps off in half, and then it falls down into the bottle.
Oh, you have such first world problems. I've not had a corkscrew and had to get like a knife or a drill and dig it out.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I guess a coffee filter would have worked.
No, but then when you dump the wine out into a pitcher, you have it over the coffee filter, and the chunks of the cork get stuck in there, and then you take whatever's in the pitcher and pour back into the wine bottle, and then you have cork-free wine.
I just use a noodle strainer.
You could do that, too.
But, I mean, do you want to give him a half point?
I'll give him one because something. I wouldn't have thought this.
You are the final judge. Is using a coffee filter to strain... filter cork crumbs from wine, is that a legit clever use?
Yeah.
Zach says yes.
And when the fifth bottles break and there's glass in there, you do the same thing and you filter out all the glass shards.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then you just wait and see what happens with that.
All right, then we have catch ice cream drips. Are you sick and tired of the ice
like
cream running down your hand?
Like a napkin, right? So if you don't have a napkin, you just... I mean, that's not clever.
I mean, who really has that problem, though. Like, these ice creams on sticks. When is the last time you guys had ice cream on a stick?
On a stick? No.
Or in a cone. When's the last time?
I had an ice cream in a cone not too long ago, but it was one of the ones, like the drumsticks that you get at the store.
Oh, my God. I love those.
Yeah, we have some in the basement.
I don't even like sweets, but I love those. I don't either,
but like they're there. Really, and occasionally when it's 97 degrees, which it's been a lot this summer, I just eat one of those.
But did it drip down your hand? One less
later.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes. Did it drip down your hand while you were eating it? You're like, oh.
You got to eat it faster.
I'm taking bites too slow. It's just.
Who eats ice cream slow?
Yeah, it's all over your arm. On a hot day,
it's usually going to melt.
Yeah. We also have.
Prevent soil leakage.
Whoa. Okay.
What do you mean? Like, do you just cram it at the end of your driveway or something?
Why don't you tell us how this works?
When you're diaper.
When you're repotting a plant, line the pot with a coffee filter to keep the soil from leaking through the drain hole.
That was totally wrong.
Didn't Glenn say this was something he did and loved?
Yeah, actually he did. So
I've honest to God never heard of this. I've never done it.
You keep the soil together.
I mean, it does
lets the water out and not the soil.
It seems decent.
I'm going to give them one on that. I'll give the RD a bell on that one. So they got a couple of them so
far. All right.
Far.
All right. We also have make instant funnel. You can cut off the end of a cut off the end of a cone style coffee filter to make an instant funnel. Keep a few in your car and use them to avoid spillage when you add oil. Plus,
I guess, because the putting oil in your car. Okay,
like who, honest to God, who in 2020 is really doing that?
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, that was.
Do you have any of these in your car, Zach?
No.
In case you have a funnel?
I pay someone to do that.
Do you drive around with oil in your car? In my opinion, around. Well, no, I have also paid someone, but I haven't added oil to my car since like 1995.
But you know,
like now everything is computer systems.
You take it in and you get it fixed.
I mean, yeah, you don't really have any choice unless you're some kind of mechanic.
But most of these things here can be also done with a piece of paper.
Right.
You can make that funnel with a piece of paper.
It's replacing all paper products.
Yeah, or a rag.
Yeah, it fell for Zach on that. No, but
it's doing.
The oil hole isn't so big that you absolutely need a funnel. You can pour stuff in there without a
funnel.
Coffee filter funnel. All right, go ahead, Zach.
Just not from 10 feet away.
Treat a fever.
What?
How the hell can it treat a fever?
Please tell us, Zach.
Soak a few filters in a brewed tea or cold water and chill in your freezer. Fold the filter up to make a cold compress to tame a headache or puffy eyes.
I call bullshit on that.
Yeah, so
it lasts like a
minute.
Wait.
Okay, so first off,
a hot compressed tea bag on your
eye. Listen, we bought amazing Amazon Prime Stay Cool towels.
Yes, we did.
Link in description.
Yes, we have them and
they
use
are
them.
Phenomenal. We called shenanigans on it. We did not believe these towels were actually going to stay cool. They really, truly do. We all love them. But this is a very special material that once you get it wet, actually stays cool. I don't know how it works. I don't know. But anyway, if you're just soaking a coffee filter in water and putting it in your freezer, this is not going to do jack shit.
No.
It's not. It is not. It's going to cure your headache or puffy eyes.
You're
going
to squeeze tea into your eye.
Well, or water. I mean, the coffee filter is so thin it can't retain the...
Yeah, it'd be done in 2 minutes.
It depends what the ambient temperature is. If you're in Antarctica,
if you have a fever, this is what you're supposed to do. Get a couple of those coffee filters.
Get your kid a coffee filter.
Soak them in tea and then freeze them and then stick them on your eyes and somehow it's going to be better. You could also spread oil or butter with a coffee filter. Sturdy coffee filters won't leave fibers behind when your baking pan... On your baking pan. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Sturdy coffee filters won't leave fibers behind on your baking pan, just like it does with everything else instead of a fucking towel.
I use my freaking fingers.
Use one to spread evenly oil or butter all over a flat surface of your cooking utensil or your pan.
Am I really that weird that when I'm greasing up a pan, I'm making cookies, put the grease on, use my fingers, spread it around,
wash your hands,
clean. Wash your hands,
and then go do something else. Like, do you need a coffee filter?
Really go, oh my God, let me grab a spoon to spread this. Why?
It says also butter, by the way. Mm-hmm. Is that butter or oil? Yeah, so to grease your pan. Never mind. Yeah, that's dumb. That's not ingenious. I can see if you got like lard or something, but use your hands though.
All right. We also have corral small objects. Are you building an IKEA cabinet or a complicated Lego set? This is right up your alley, Patrick. Set out a few coffee filters to hold those small, easily lost pieces in one place.
Or you could just put them in one place. Like, you got a group of them here, a group of them there. Why do they need to be in coffee filters?
I am almost 40. I have built Lego sets my entire life. My kids have built Lego sets their entire lives, and we have never once brought a filter into the equation.
They come in packages, never. Too.
Yeah. All right, Zach, go ahead.
Protect stacked plates.
That's not... you put them in between each one. And
they're so strong, it just holds it up.
Oh, it won't ever break.
All right, Pat.
Safety. Line a cookie tin or Tupperware. It says clever. Keep going. We're going to find a clever one here.
All right. Make your own tea. You use it as a straight. That's a coffee filter. That's what that is.
They're saying that you put the tea in it, bag it up, and then use it to dunk into
your... That's what literally a filter is. That is the definition of a filter.
You could carry... Zach? You could
carry messy food?
Instead of a sandwich bag, you can put your bag of chili, your bowl of chili in there.
Paper towels are out again.
Apparently. And you have no sandwich bags, and you have no containers.
You're going to put messy food into a fucking coffee filter?
You're going to put your chili into a coffee filter and take it home with you?
Wait, this says a cone filter is the perfect size for holding a pita. A pita's not messy.
That's not far from messy.
A pita's a damn...
It's a pita.
...container.
It's a pita. It's like a taco shell.
Messy is the chili bowl or a broccoli soup.
Or your Hot Pocket on the go. Again, apparently you don't have napkins, you don't have paper towel, and you're eating it and holding it directly out of the microwave. So make a colorful goodie bag with a coffee filter. Did you know you could do that? You could tie-dye your coffee filter and then put a bunch of treats in there.
I paid a lot of money for this, sons. Enjoy. Mom, what's in it? Oh, never mind. I can see what's in it.
And then when you're looking for a coffee filter in a couple days to make coffee and you don't have any because your great-grandmother put a bunch of marbles in there.
Oh, wait. No, this said you put the goodies in it and then you spray it with water so the goodies fall out. You can see right through the thing.
Nope.
Zach?
What? Oh, you rest a dirty spoon?
Instead of a napkin, what you could rest your dirty spoon on it while you're cooking something or making something. Like these, how clever is that, Zach? Do you know how clever that is?
These people in this article must be way more fancy than me. Because I have the little rubberized thing I put the spoons on, or I just set it on the goddamn counter and I wipe it up later.
The author of this article, there's at their house, is just their house mansion. Is filled with coffee filters everywhere, right?
It's like some amazing high-end thing. The maid's bringing out the filters.
Instead of doilies, it's coffee filters.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's a clever use, too.
Exactly.
Right? Polish without a mess.
It's the same thing.
They had 25 things, and yet they've used the same thing 15 times.
No, it's actually 26 things, I believe.
Oh, keep skillets rust-free. Prolong the life of your good cast iron cookware. Put a coffee filter in the skillet. And when it's not used, the filter will absorb moisture and prevent rusting.
Why is the skillet getting moisture?
Couldn't you put a towel in there?
Finally did a good one.
Wait, this is good?
I would think so.
The skillet gets moisture?
And it fits perfectly in there.
Cast iron is kind of picky sometimes. It can't get wet when you're not using it.
I agree with it because also the coffee filter is the perfect size to fit in there. You don't have to cut it.
That is true,
Pat. So
it's not protected.
But, okay, so this is accurate that
that's clever.
Moisture makes these things rust.
The only one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a cast iron skillet.
All right,
so what, we got like two or three of those ones?
Maybe four max.
I don't know. They use the same one 15 times.
They polish things. Polish it. No lint, no dust. All right, Zach, give us the last one.
Line a sieve.
Sieve.
Products of public school. Line a sieve.
I was just going to say that. We don't even know how to read, guys.
It is a sieve.
A sieve. S-I-E-V-E, if it's anyone's curious. Right.
Sieving oil, cleaning oil.
Okay.
From your cooking
so
oil.
So if you save your cooking oil or reuse after deep fry...
If you save your cooking oil for reuse after deep frying, line your sieve with a basket-style coffee filter to remove smaller food remnants and impurities.
It's so a filter.
Yeah, that's...
It's a filter.
So they had two. Okay, Zach, what is your favorite tip out of all of these?
I guess the cast iron one.
Yeah, that would be mine, too.
Yeah, same here. So they really only had one.
It stops it from rusting.
No, there was that one other one, not clean stainless steel. There was one other one that was in...
Clean glass, clean stainless steel, clean the mirror.
You can clean shit. You can filter shit.
Dryer sheets.
Yeah, the dryer sheet. That's not even real, though. That doesn't work.
You know what? I'm honest to God going to try it with the dryer sheet. I have a whole bunch of essential oils. Yeah. But the question isn't, does it make your clothes smell nicer? It's, does it make them softer and airy?
Who can't afford dryer sheets, though?
Yeah, they're like $1.99.
For like 300 of them.
Totally. So, take us out, Pat.
That is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you could always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you'd like to drop us an email, that is productsofpublicschool@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail or a text, which we would appreciate, at 248-716-TAP and the number one. That's 248-716-TAP1, because if you don't tap it,
no one's will.
So for Zach, Karma, and myself, we apologize for everything.
My God,
and
we
will
so
see you
sorry.
Next week.
I'm really so indefinitely sorry. So
Stay
is Zach.
In school.